This is the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. I'm Brandon T. Adams, and this is episode 108. And this is going back with a interview we had from actually having somebody on my radio show every day. It's Pisano and Sandy's startup from Concept to Cash on 98.9 The Buzz. Every Thursday, somebody comes on the show and they pitch me or they look for advice for me every Thursday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. Sometimes it changes up a little bit because I might be on a plane or traveling somewhere else. But this one is with Brianna, who runs a technology repair company in Rochester, New York called Brilliant Repairs. It's actually, I made a connection for her with Jacob K. Mead because he has the same business in Iowa. And we go through her process with building up a team. I give her advice. And I give her some great stuff. This is a short one, but some good content, a live coaching with the show 98.9 The Buzz. So let's jump right into it.
This is Pisano and Sandy Startup from Concept to Cash.
From Concept to Cash.
Right here on 98.9 The Buzz. And here we go. Thursday morning, up a little early. Up a little early with Brandon T. Adams. And we say,
hey,
good morning to
hey.
You.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
Good, man. I'm so glad you're with us. Thank you for joining us. You are a little early this morning, but that's okay. We'll take you anytime you can.
And we're on Facebook Live, too. If you're new to this, Brandon T. Adams is our expert. He is our business advisor. This is what he does for a living. He takes companies and he helps them scale their business.
Yeah.
So if you have a company, if you have just an idea of a company or an invention or you're a creator, come on the air with us and he'll help you with your next steps.
Yeah. We're so blessed to have him, you know. Thank God we got all those blackmail pictures of him and those goats.
Every day, baby.
Brandon.
Okay, so today we get to do a follow-up with Brianna.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Brianna.
Oh, my gosh, all the reaction that we got for you, you specifically. Like, everybody just loves Brianna.
I could have swore it was you. Mm-hmm. I could have swore. I mean, you did a fantastic job. You guys both, you know,
You got to look at the video. You got to listen to the podcast. You got to see what happened. You got to check this out. You own a basically electronics repair, computer repair, and networking company?
The whole technology of things type of company, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just doing a whole lot of different types of technology.
Yeah.
And the reactions that I got was fantastic also.
Really?
So I had a lot of people reach out.
Nice. Yeah. Awesome.
What was the homework that Brandon left you with?
So Jacob had told me that there was a call. He gave me one thing that I'm going to repeat because it's just worth hearing it.
Right. And Jacob is the connection that Brandon made.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yep. I see.
I felt so fantastic when he told me that he did whatever it took to get a team, mm-hmm. right? So he was like, like 10 years ago, Bree, I'm doing Uber. I'm driving Uber just to make sure that they get paid, even if I don't, because they're still with me and it's my team. And when he said that, like that day, immediately, I called and I got at least the three of them on board. And I'm like, guys, this is what's going on and I need a team. Are you guys ready to do this? And it was successful.
What?
So that was my favorite part of the homework.
Nice.
Just because I can relate. I mean, for his Uber story was my bartending story.
Right. Exactly.
So, yeah.
Right.
For sure. He had a couple other things.
To be clear, so you already are getting people on your team right now. So you're going from one person to...
Yes. Yep. Absolutely.
Wow. Nice. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a big job.
How did you find these people? Did you already know of them or did they reach out to you since the last time you were on with us?
Yes and yes. Oh. Okay, so definitely one of the people, actually two of them, the two that I have are fantastic and they want to just be a part of something,
nice.
That, right? And that's the best part. But I also was able to get over there to train and we took apart some hard drives. So I was doing the tech recruit mm-hmm. on that side and we were just having a blast doing this. And then the other person is... actually, it's one of my clients. She's not working for him anymore, but she's got the business, you know, the business side of things down. Yeah. And I'm good, because I'm getting stressed out.
Yes.
Because that was your biggest hurdle. That was your pain point, right? Just finding mm-hmm. the right team to build together and grow this business, because it is all you right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that's been fantastic. And then I've also had a lot of outreach as far as like resumes coming in and actually collaboration with other tech companies.
Oh, my God.
And that's my favorite.
Wow.
That is my favorite, and that's happening so much right now, and we're trying to find ways to help each other and help everyone.
Sure.
Locally. That's so important.
You're all in this together, right?
We have to be. I mean, it's definitely hard knock life.
Yeah, it's a hard knock.
I was waiting for it. So,
I just want to make a statement for all the listeners, because when you came here, you were doing it yourself. Mm. You were going and trying to do it all yourself. And a lot of entrepreneurs do that, and they really create a job for themselves within their company. But the task was for you to get other people to help you grow. And so you already took the initiative in less than, 30 days? I don't even know what it was.
I took
that
day.
Getting,
that day, Brandon. That day I called.
Yeah.
And now you're training people, because what this is going to allow you to do is to take on more business, have the team implement the services, you help bring more business. This will allow you to scale. This is a big jump for you.
Wow.
This is exciting.
So I have more.
Okay.
I have more homework. And that's,
let's
and
hear
that
it.
Makes me feel good, because your reaction makes me feel like I did it right.
Okay. So,
okay.
So far.
So he also told me that the way he said it was fantastic. He says, Bree, not that I ever want anything bad to happen to you, but If you get hit by a bus today, like, Brilliant Repairs is going down with you.
Oh,
you know?
Well, true.
And I was like, you know what? You're right. And I was like, oh my goodness, you're right. I couldn't even. He goes, you can't sign a check at anyone. You can't. You don't have any. He goes, do you have SOP, standard operating procedure, right?
Okay.
Immediately jumped on that. Immediately got a standing operating procedure.
So this is a binder from A to Z?
Is
it like a binder that tells everything from A to Z?
So it's kind of like when a customer's unhappy, Bree, what do? Just start making notes, right? And I'm like, well, that's really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, it's not going to always be the same. But I started kind of collaborating with my team now. And I was like, guys, I got to come up with some, like, what if and what do and what does Bree do and how should we do?
Yeah.
You know? And that's, I didn't even have that thought. This whole process of this whole business.
Yeah.
Him saying that was awesome. I was like, yeah, he's totally right. If I got hit by a bus today, it's going down.
You got it to the point where it can possibly automate itself until you're back online. All right, no pun intended, of course.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that either, though. How many people, Brandon, missed that step of outlining every little detail of their business and how they want it to run?
I mean, I did for years. It took me a while to figure it out. I did. But then a lot of entrepreneurs never figure it out. And they have a business and they're working 60 to 80 hours a week. And they're always they're an employee of their own company. And so what you're figuring out here right now is what most people never figure out. So kudos to you. That is exciting. Now the next step is, okay, bring in more business, keep those employees busy, those teammates, keep them busy. And this will allow you to scale. This will allow you to double, triple your sales within 6 months if you do it right.
You know, I was always worried about sending somebody else to do to do a job, right?
Right.
Yeah. Not even in a technical way, just in a, it's not me. I won't be able to put on the charm.
Right.
The
well, that's
right.
really
right.
hard to
now
delegate. Yeah.
But now I trust it based on the fact that I was able to outline the Brianna way of the brilliance.
Uh-huh.
That made it so I really would feel better with somebody going out there. Because they have some kind of reference of like, well, I don't know, you're not going to get a refund. No. This is how Bree would do.
But this is your baby. It's hard to let go of it, right?
But that made me feel better, too.
Yeah.
So the other struggle or the other goal that you wanted was to get into school districts.
Yes.
Yes.
Do we make any headway? Do we still need help there? Is that what...
Yeah.
Which isn't easy, by the way.
No. You know, like that. He had talked to me about that, too, and he had said that in his particular industry, he said that, he goes, Bree, it's a little difficult to guide you because you're guiding a new path. I'm like, don't even say STEM. Don't even do it. You know, I was like, because here we go. I was like, I know, but just come on, give me your best shot, Jacob. You know, and it was really good talk. But he did say a lot about the schools. He said that the contracts and, you know, Monroe County contracts, they can be really tough, especially when it's just you on your team and stuff like that.
Right.
I have reached out locally to whoever I can just to see if there's any opportunity for training or spaces to do so. Hopefully locking in shop space soon.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a thing. Would definitely love to be able to get some training sessions going.
So what is the ask then for anyone listening right now who has a connection or maybe some way into the schools? What do you want?
Girl Scouts of America. I got to come see you guys.
Okay.
When Buffalo's not 6 foot under.
Right.
Definitely trying to get out there. That's one. Also, just kind of teaching, whether it's teaching within your own company and what you guys are doing and you just want somebody to be able to guide your employees or what's happening, that's something I'd really love to jump into. Also, just kind of like designating a space, whether it's a volunteer basis or a type of like local community gathering that will help. So understanding basic concept. Definitely want to lock in more training and teaching because That's what we're all here for.
That's
right?
What we're here for. Yeah.
What it's all about.
So yes.
I'd love to do that if that's an opportunity. I haven't had too much with that, but I'm just getting started. This is startup life.
This is amazing. You know? This is amazing. Just to live vicariously through this. It's great.
I love this. And for anybody listening, if you can think of one connection here, make the connection, call in, because it's the power of the numbers. Think about from the last time you came on the show, I made an introduction to Jacob, who's been in this business for years in a different part of the state or in Iowa, built a successful business. Now you're learning from him. So just the power of a connection from a listener, like that's the power of this show.
Yeah.
We're connecting people. We're giving guidance, and I'm giving you a challenge, and I'm very proud.
I need direction.
I don't know. You got the cash machine. You got the cash shooter.
You got the cash cannon.
We've got donuts. We've got donuts.
The cash cannon.
The day.
I know. I was like, I hope she did do well. I hope she did.
Real time.
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just listening, Brandon is making it rain with his own real money.
Sandy expected Brianna to fail today.
I didn't want you to, but this morning when I opened up my bag and I'm like, I forgot my homework.
I got to tell the viewers I didn't have that chance to come back. And
man, life and death, we would all be dead right now.
Oh my goodness.
Thanks for making it rain, Brandon, and thanks for all your guidance, for helping Bree. This is so amazing.
Yes, there you go, Bree. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Woo! Thanks, guys.
Keep it going. Yeah. What's your website so people can haunt you?
BrilliantRepairs.com.
BrilliantRepairs.com.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
All the social media platforms as well.
Yeah.
And
now we'll follow the rest of your journey on the podcast. It's Pisano and Sandy's Startup from Concept to Cash. We'll follow your journey there. So all the highs and lows, and I will have the cash cannon.
You'll have to come back in.
I mean, now I have to.
You have to.
Now I got
to
tell you guys something.
Exactly.
Brandon, give me something quick. What do I have to do that's simple?
Yeah. Keep it coming.
I don't know what I'm going to come back with the better news. I think I was all right.
I know. Well, all right. So thanks, Brandon T. Adams. Appreciate it, man. Talk to you next week, bro.
Yes, okay, we'll see you next week.
All right, thank you.